Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Speaking for the Planet, a series of powerful ideas and opinions from the young minds in Otatahi. This year's theme is Our Ocean, Our Future, Our Responsibility. Brought to you by Sustainable Otatahi Christchurch and the New Zealand Association for Environmental Education, with support from Environmental Canterbury.
You are now listening to Year 8 Prepared Speeches. First up, Indy Clark, Sumner School.
Tēnā koutou katoa, ko Indy toko ingoa, te he akonga ahau ki te kura o mātuku takutaku. My name is Indy and I'm from Sumner School. I remember driving past Tasman Bay and seeing this tall figure looming out in the ocean, a drilling rig. It was terrifying. This huge structure had the power to plunge deep into the earth and spill oil with it. It was like a kraken rising from the deep, threatening to destroy everything in its path. That rig was the Valorous JU-107, used by Beach Energy. In July 2024, after finishing an expedition off the coast of Taranaki at the Kube gas fields, it arrived in Nelson. It didn't drill in Tasman Bay, but it was towed there to be towed onto a heavy lift vessel so it could leave New Zealand. A 1 mile exclusion zone was put around it during this process, just to give you an idea of how big the project was. Even if there was no drilling in Tasman Bay, just the presence of this rig reminded me that humans can be horrible, killing and destroying, ripping and tearing apart these fragile ecosystems. But not all humans, just some. And just some are trying to stop it. In 2010, an exploded oil rig off the Gulf of Mexico was estimated to have killed about 82,000 birds by stripping their feathers of the waterproofing, overall leading them to hypothermia. 6,100 sea turtles all died, poisoned from the inside out, coated in a thick layer of oil, and 26,000 marine mammals all dead. And 15 years later, it's still affecting us today. I believe that the drilling of oil should be stopped to protect our environment and the creatures we share with it. If oil is damaging our ecosystem so much, why do we continue to use it? In short, it's convenient. Oil is part of our everyday lives, from getting to school, work, heating, and even just switching the lights on. We rely on oil. It's cheap, powerful, and convenient. But there are ways that we can reduce our oil use. We can walk or bike, scooter. Instead of driving, if cars are needed, we can switch to EV or hybrid. We can carpool, choosing local or plant-based foods, using less plastic, and recycling also helps. Even just small changes in our daily routine can help reduce how much oil we use. Individually, it may take time, but if we stand up, act boldly, and speak out, we can change the tide. The ocean is not just a resource. It's a living, breathing world that needs us now more than ever. Let's protect it. Not tomorrow, not one day, but today. Thank you.
Up next, Dia Talib, Heaton Intermediate.
To our beloved ocean, we see you, we hear you, and we will never give up on you. Our ocean, the heart of our world, the glue that holds us together. We rely on you for so much, yet in return, we give you so many problems. Beneath the surface of our ocean lies a perfectly balanced ecosystem. Perfected by nature. And then you add a wild card to this perfect underwater utopia. Humans. Us humans have been abusing the ocean ever since we discovered oil. Just think about it. Oil rigs, massive shipping ports, artificial islands. These aren't built for survival or necessity. They're built for money. and in the chase for profit, we destroy ecosystems. Coral reefs die, species vanish, and toxic waste fills the ocean. And we have the audacity to ask why. Well, look around, people. The problem is right in front of you. Us. We treat marine life like an afterthought. Collateral damage. Who cares if a few fish die, right? As long as I get my paycheck. But here's the truth. If we keep thinking like this, we're not just risking the fish. We're risking ourselves. Dreaming of a honeymoon in the Bahamas. Snorkeling in Fiji. Hey, maybe a dip in the Antarctic. Well, forget it. All of it. If we don't act now. Now, it's easy to blame governments and corporations. But don't just point the finger. Point the thumb. We all play a part in this. No matter how big, no matter how small. One thing I've learnt through all my years, I know I haven't lived a lot, but it's the power of we. The power of us. The power of unity. Change doesn't happen overnight. Change doesn't happen overnight. It starts small with you. No one's telling you to start a global movement. Start small. Create a social media group chat. Invite friends, families, neighbors to join. Organize cleanup days, protest events, spread the news. Hey, next time you go to the beach, take a bag to collect plastics. It's that easy. Our ocean is not an infinite resource. We must value it. We must value it not just for its resources, but for its importance to our survival, its beauty, its life. We can't afford to be reckless. Our problems are catching up to us. So go out there, create a ripple, make some waves, and remember, our oceans, our future, our responsibility. Thank you.
Next up, Viga Abalash, OLV.
Beneath our land lies a wild but beautiful ocean, telling the story of life. A place of dancing coral reefs and dazzling marine creatures swimming in the rhythm of our ocean's biodiversity. But humanity's devastating impact on this big blue heart has slowed its pulse, our living essence. This is our ocean, our future, and our responsibility. The three main points I'll cover today. First, what is ocean biodiversity? Ocean biodiversity refers to the variety of life in our oceans. From the smallest plankton to the largest whale, the marine ecosystem is incredibly rich and complex. Scientists estimate there are around 2.2 million marine species, many yet undiscovered. Ocean biodiversity isn't just beautiful, it's essential to life on Earth. Now, why is it important to protect marine biodiversity for the future? Healthy marine environments provide essential services: food to nourish millions, oxygen to breathe, climate regulation to keep our world balanced, and coastal protection from storms and rising seas. Each species plays a vital role in caring for our world and us. And the most important question, what can we do to protect ocean biodiversity? We can protect marine life by using less water and plastic, choosing sustainable seafood, picking up litter, and recycling. Agencies like the Department of Conservation in New Zealand also help conserve ocean biodiversity by protecting and conserving marine reserves to protect threatened species. Together, we can design a better future. Today, we have talked about our ocean, our future, and our responsibility. One day, when our children ask us about the ocean, will we tell them stories of sea turtles gliding through the currents and whales singing lullabies about our ocean? Or will we admit that we chose to let this miracle fade away? But this doesn't need to be our reality, so let's act now. Every marine animal we protect, every piece of plastic we pick up, every voice we raise, is a gift we give to the children of tomorrow and us. A chance to know a living, breathing ocean. So let's be the generation that chose to save this big blue heart together forever. As Robert Stewart said, conservation is a preservation of life in the ocean. And that, above all else, is worth fighting for. Thank you for listening to my speech.
Next up, Summer Klimek, Prebbleton.
Hi, my name is Summer, and I'm here today to speak to you about plastic pollution and how this is majorly affecting our oceans. The ocean is a beautiful place, home to 240,000 marine species, such as turtles, dolphins, and of course, fish. These creatures roam around the ocean floor, keeping it cool, calm, and clean. So why not help them out and keep our waterways happy? Because we all deserve to be happy. We have a chance to chip in together and help and prevent further harm to our ocean and its wildlife. Humans cause this problem, humans should fix it. 10 million tons of plastic end up in the ocean each year. How is this happening? There are many reasons. Let's take one example from the US. It's known for quite a lot of flooding. And according to the EcoCycle, 500 million plastic straws are used per day in the US. 500 million, that's a lot. And those straws eventually end up somewhere, whether it's the beach or park bins. Then, when it floods or it's really windy, things like straws can blow or float out of the bin and eventually turn up in our oceans. Once a plastic straw enters the ocean, it decomposes very, very slowly, breaking down into tiny pieces called microplastics. These microplastics can harm sea creatures when swallowed. And when those sea creatures are eaten by us, it can potentially affect our health in a bad way. So it's not just the ocean's wildlife that's being harmed. It can also affect us, humans. How can I help, you may ask? Well, there are many ways us humans can chip in. Simple things, like saying no to plastic straws, because we all know plastic straws. Also, saying no to single-use plastics, like water bottles, using reusable containers instead. It's cheaper and way better for our environment. On top of that, you could plan a trip to the beach, and while you are there, pick up and dispose of any beach rubbish. This means that it won't end up in our ocean. In conclusion, I believe that we should protect our oceans and its incredible marine life, and each of us has a role to play. Kia piki tahi tato, ki runga Hikimai. Together, let's rise and take care for our future.
Next up, Saraya Vissa, Sumner School.
Hi, I'm Saraya Vissa, and I live in Sumner. Sumner Beach is ethereal. The sand is a lovely shade of brown, always soft under our toes. The waves are perfect, 24/7, a surfer's dream. The colours alone are so charismatic, they destroy you in. Yet all I hear is, we've got to fix this, we've got to fix that. There is no appreciation for the charismatic ocean. Instead, we focus on restricted statistics that don't show the full picture, cherry-picked for political points. I reckon the ocean laughs at our mindless ignorance sometimes. Here's what I think the ocean would say if it could talk to us all. I am much more than that. I'm old, I'm wise, I'm big, and I'm timeless. I have beautiful waves, hues of blue colours wrapped into one. White fluffy bubbles as I crash onto the shores. I provide a playground for you and your kin. I want to be cherished and enjoyed. There is so much of me left to explore, so why don't you? Instead of trying to fix problems that aren't so relevant, stop thinking you need to help me. I'm happy as I am. I feed people, help nations survive with my vast range of life forms and minerals. I helped the world discover one another during the exploration period. I'm the middleman, if you will. You say you want to stop deep sea mining because of my health, but it's like you forget about all the great it provides. It provides equipment for your hospitals so they can create more machinery that can be life-changing for patients. It provides equipment for your militaries so they can keep you safe. It contributes to economic growth and creates more jobs so mankind can feed their families. Those who help with deep sea mining risk their lives so you can enjoy pleasures of plenty, such as computers and the well-beloved phone. Instead of complaining, why not thank them? I endorse deep sea mining, as it doesn't impact me as much as you'd think. Noise disruption only affects the area for up to 2 weeks. Overall, I can recover quite well within 10 to 50 years. A perfect recovery, however, takes up to 1,000 years. May seem long to you, but I'm 4.5 billion years old, so that's nothing. Still, please don't seek out to destroy my flaws. Just take what makes sense. My treasures are for you, my children, so take them, enjoy them. Just don't be rude. I love to work hard, play hard. Pleasure for all, that's my motto. So stop complaining. Appreciate me as I am, not as you think I want to be. I am the ocean and I want to be seen for the beauty I am and the home I strive to provide. That is what I think the ocean would tell us.
Next up, Sienna Yates, Redcliffe School.
Imagine clear blue oceans, happy fish swimming around colourful coral, and all marine animals living in somewhat peace. But because of us and climate change, that somewhat peace has blown up into smithereens. Coral, fish, and all other marine animals are dying. Coral's losing its colour, fish are exhaling plastic, turtles and other marine animals are all getting caught up in our mess. Humans are the problem. When we leave rubbish on the ground, what happens to it? It eventually goes into the ocean. When it goes into our beloved ocean, it pollutes the water, making it hard for fish and marine life to survive with its condition. But pollution isn't the only thing that impacts marine animals. Human disasters. Overfishing. Overfishing is a big deal in the Mediterranean waters. Most of the Mediterranean strive to reduce overfishing, but other places like the Pacific struggle with decreasing overfishing. Another example of human disasters is when the Deepwater Horizon's oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico occurred. It released vast amounts of oil spill, cataclysmic for the ocean. It caused harm to the marine life and coastal ecosystems. Polluting our oceans isn't the answer. Keeping our oceans healthy is... One powerful thing we can do to help our oceans is maybe putting rubbish into the great bins or picking up rubbish if it's just lying on the floor. These two examples are small contribution to our oceans, so we can keep it healthy and clean. Keeping it healthy will keep our marine animals and fish healthy as well. If humans don't help the ocean get better, pollution will overcome the ocean, which is happening right now. There is something called the Pacific Garbage Patch. It is a big dump of pollution covering the ocean. Fish will die, coral will die, and the ocean will be overcome by blandness because of this monstrosity. If the whole world helps ocean with preventing pollution, then it's one step to helping the planet. Coral will get its colour back, and fish and marine animals will become healthy with the ocean. As well, the water in the ocean will become healthy and restored to its proper state on planet Earth. If you ever see a piece of rubbish just lying on the floor, don't leave it there. Help the ocean become clean and healthy. Pick it up. Even if it's only a small thing, it's still one step closer to a healthier ocean. Thank you.
Up next, Frankie Henston, Taitapu.
Imagine sitting at the table, having a conversation with your family, but you can't hear because there are constant roadworks outside of your house, so loud they could even make you deaf. This is what it is like every day for marine animals. Could any of you hear what I just said? Noise pollution is a massive problem in our oceans. And that sound you just heard was the underwater sound wave of an overhead cargo ship. Are these the waves we want to create? Is this the future we want for our marine animals? Noise pollution is a man-made sound that negatively affects marine life. There are many different types, but I will be talking about merchant shipping, the number one contributor to underwater noise pollution. 50 years ago, there were just 450,000 boats worldwide. Now there are 3.6 million. Of those, there are 50,000 cargo ships on the ocean at any one time. Humans are major contributors to this problem, with 80 to 90% of items all over the world transported by ships. So, how does noise pollution affect marine life? Remember that boat noise? That noise interferes with echolocation. Whales and dolphins use echolocation like we use our eyes. It is how they find prey and navigate. Thinking back to the roadworks outside of your house, imagine that going 24/7. How would this make you feel? A cargo ship is louder than a rocket ship at takeoff. All this noise causes marine animals distress. They stop singing and eating, they are busy looking out for danger instead of looking after their offspring or looking out for a mate. Noise pollution can force marine animals to leave their hunting grounds or move to new ones, making food harder to find or lessening their chance of survival. So what can we do? We can all make our own changes, no matter how big or how small. When waves crash onto the beach, sand and shells all move and the beach will never be the same again. So when we make a wave, it will change the world forever. Here's what I will do. I will buy local when I can. I will buy less imported fruit and veggies. I will be more aware of where things such as clothes come from so I can make responsible choices. I'd like you all to join me and make your own waves because it is our ocean, our future, and our responsibility.
Thanks for tuning in to Speaking for the Planet. This episode is a part of a thought-provoking series supported by Plains Media. Head to plains.org.nz and search for Speaking for the Planet to listen to the rest.